The next step after repentance is immersion, as we mentioned about 15 minutes ago. In Greek, the word baptizo is to make whelmed, that is, fully wet, to make whelmed, wash, or to put under. The Hebrew word rakats, to lave, bathe, wash, and Hebrew word kabas, to wash, not sprinkle, to wash, not sprinkle. The majority of Hebrew words to wash, bathe, are rakats and kabas. So the Hebrew words used in the scriptures about immersion, the greater majority of them are to wash, bathe, and those two words are rakats and kabas. Scriptures commanding us to be immersed are Mark 16:16, James 2:19, because it says the devils also just believe and tremble. You know, the devils just believe, but is that all we need to do is just believe? No, we also need to do what he commands us to do, and one of those is to be immersed. Matthew 28:19, Acts 2:38, 2 Kings 5:13, and Luke 7:30. Please see our website for these references if I glossed over them too fast. Because of the growing apostasy, baptism is decreasing in importance. Most ministers minimize baptism to avoid being put on the spot. People just resist it. Pastors resist, but our lives are currently in jeopardy. Here's the real question the carnal person will ask. What is the very least I can get by with? I only need to believe. Once again, that was James 2:19. The devils just believe and tremble. And then they'll make the assertion that baptism is works, and I'm not saved by works. Oh, that old, tired-out phrase. Baptism is works, and I'm not saved by works. No, baptism is only a work of Yahusha, Messiah, who immerses us into his life, death, burial, and resurrection. So I guess it's no big deal. No, I do think it's a big deal. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4 is life, death, burial, and resurrection are represented in that immersion, in that baptism. 1 Corinthians 15. Once we read these scriptures, the truth is clear. If we try to hedge around the issue of immersion, then who knows what the real story is. Matthew 4:4 tells us man is not to live by bread alone, but by every word of Yahweh. And Yahweh is the word. He is the word. John 1. Okay, so some things are not so unimportant after all. 1 Peter 3:20 says, Noah, while preparing the ark, few, that is, 8 souls, were saved by water. Now, sprinkling just wouldn't do there, would it? The like figure whereunto even baptism does also now save us by the resurrection of Yahusha the Messiah. Now, Acts 2:38, repent and be immersed, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh. Not just in the title. No, in the name of the substitute name above all names. No, in the name of Yahusha, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Ruach HaKadosh, or in other words, the Spirit. I just gave you a little Hebrew there, not trying to impress you or being full of pride or anything. I just, Hebrew is not anything about being full of pride. Excuse me, I can't even say the word, but Ruach with an R. I must be from the, from another part of the world. This is the baptism or immersion where the Messiah washes away our sins and gives us the gift, what is commonly called Holy Spirit. We prefer his actual title of Ruach. There, I did it. Ruach HaKadosh, the pure spirit, the spirit of separation from the world. Also, and there's a couple of scriptures. Acts 10:43, 18:8, all his house were immersed. Acts 19, we can read Romans 6, and you've already read it, but we need to reread the whole chapter. And after you receive immersion, Romans 6, 7, and 8, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto Yahweh, through Yahusha our Master. That's a picture of overcoming sin, Romans 6, 7, and 8. And our response to Yahweh's word of eternal life is complete, a step of obedience. And this is not sinning. Be immersed in Yahawahusha. I say that to you. I say that to my wife. My pastor would immerse me in the correct name, and not in the title, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But if he wasn't there, and there's nobody else around, then just let Yahweh do the immersion. I went up to this beautiful lake once, up in Oregon, and I just got down into the water, and he immersed me. It doesn't say there has to be a preacher there, although that is the example we see in Scripture from the book of John. And in obedience, we're only accountable for what we can do. So the exceptions, those in hospital beds and stuff, you know, obviously cannot go down, and the thief on the cross and so on, we're only accountable for what we can do. The thief on the tree likely was immersed already. It's unlikely that this thief was just a common Gentile, just a Gentile. If he were, the Jews would have had little say in this Roman execution. So he probably was Hebraic, and he probably was immersed, because that was their tradition, their commandment, by the Scriptures. You cannot even live in Israel without being circumcised. The thief on the tree knew who the Messiah is. But some still say, "But I am not worried about how much water is in the baptismal." Oh, does water, the word water in John chapter 3, mean water? Maybe it, you know, how are we to know anything? If words mean anything, then that word for water is water. The Hebrew word means to immerse, so how can sprinkling get the job done? 2 Kings 5:10. 2 Kings, go and wash in Jordan. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of the chosen land? And all his servants came near and spake unto him and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? Wash and be clean." 2 Kings 5. Messiah said if we love him, we would obey him. He commanded that we be baptized into the name, into his, not title, into his real name, in water. Let us read Mark 16:16 in the book of Mark. He that believeth and is immersed shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So we only have to believe. He that believeth and is immersed shall be saved. How can we argue with that? Mark 16:16. How can we argue with Scripture? James 2:19. Thou believest that there is one, Yahweh. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. The devils believe too, so they must be saved. Are we crazy or something? No, you cannot be immersed by being sprinkled. Be immersed in the name of Yahweh. Luke 7:30 says, but the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of Yahweh against themselves, being not baptized of him. A lot of this is a picture of today's people. 2 Kings 5:10 again. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, you shalt be clean. 2 Kings 5:14. Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the man of Yahweh. Please finish the reading, so we can save time and space here. We try to quote as many verses as possible to bring a further witness. This ministry does not teach that people who find it impossible to be baptized will be lost. Scripture does not discuss such possibilities, such exceptions. It clearly shows Yahweh as merciful, not wishing that any should perish but come to repentance. John chapter 3. If you are actively repenting of sins, which you have studied about it, you will be on the correct track towards the Savior of all mankind. Oh, Hallel Yahweh. Hallel Yahweh. So if a person in the faith has lived and studied the Word, he will find the nearest opportunity to come to submit himself to our Master's commands, including immersion, or commonly called baptism. If he quibbles that maybe he can just get by being sprinkled and not immersed, his position with the Creator might be in jeopardy, might be in trouble there. Colossians 2, verse 12. Colossians 2, you have been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of Yahweh, who raised him from the dead. Here we are again in parallel with 1 Corinthians 15, about death, burial, and resurrection, you know. That is the gist of the gospel, of the evangel. Matthew 28, go and make disciples of all nations, immersing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Ruach HaKadosh, not the title of, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Matthew 28. The Hebrew word mikvah, or mikvah, 47:23, found in 1 Kings 10:28 and 2 Chronicles 1, means to gather together pool or linen yarn. 1 Kings 10 or 2 Chron 1:16. That word mikvah there is not necessarily the word that we want when speaking of it, but mikvah is always used anyway. So that's it for that subject now, and we'll move on about the law of faith. The law of faith. Now, are you supposed to believe that there is a higher standard than Yahweh's Torah, the law of faith? It never ceases to amaze what spiritual calisthenics the carnal leader will conjure up. Yahweh's only begotten Son died for our sins. Isn't that enough to be grateful? How am I doing? People say, how are you doing? Well, I'm walking in the power and the favor of Almighty Yahweh. That's how I'm doing today. The very last words of the Old Testament are, remember the law of Moses, my servant. When we turn one page, the modern preachers tell us, the New Testament says, now forget the law of Moses, Yahweh's servant. That law, the Torah, is Yahweh's word. No, it does not say to forget the law. Yahushua Messiah said he came to magnify the law and make it honorable. Matthew 5:18, and also Isaiah 42:21. Isaiah 42. Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Praise Yahweh. It's all good. Feast of Tabernacles, that you were probably tuning in to hear about in the first place, is a family thing. Great for families, but people try to get out of it, I guess, even though it's the most wonderful feast day that there is. It's a relatively simple thing to figure out and to do, and I promise you that this will not be as complicated as learning to fly a F4U Corsair airplane. Or a jet, not even. It won't be that complicated. It's not rocket science. Just go to the book of Zechariah, or Zechariah 14, and then Leviticus 23, and then tabernacle with joy for 8 days. May he richly dwell and tabernacle with you. Get out of the ghetto. My advice is try to stop wasting time reading the paper. How much do we do? If it's an hour a day, it's 7 hours a week. And 28 hours a month. My advice is to stop wasting time. Papers, most of them are written by left-wing communists who have destroyed clean, happy living. Sadly, the assembly may attend synagogue on the seventh day of the week, but live like the world. They even get rid of the television. But they're still living like the world. How are we any different if we act like the world, if we look like the world? If we look like the world, we act like the world, and we talk like the world, then we are of the world. We complain about politics, but some of us are sensual party animals. We have poor attitudes about the law. Carnal messianics and carnal Christians dress like the world and love their Jewish and Christian rock and roll. Rock and roll, you know what that means. It means backseat love. What it originally meant. You can change the meaning of it if you want, but it originally meant that. I don't know. I was a rock and roller myself. Over to the, this is kind of a rabbit trail here, but the two-house theory is emphasized more these days in messianic assemblies than obedience to the Ten Commandments. here we are attending Hebrew classes instead of studying the underlying Hebrew. And then the rock and roll, which is from illegitimate sex, is for the seeker-friendly emergent messianic flophouse. We leave the Roman Catholic Church and the world, but then turn a 360-degree back to square one, back to the world and back to the RCC. Then there is modesty, but well, Yahweh ignores our imitation marriages, which compete with Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton of the 1960s, who were married multiple times, remarried. Why would Messiah care if we are in our second and third marriages, which are adultery, that he labels adultery? He just loves us and answers the sinner, answers our prayers. No, you get serious. Let Yahweh's Spirit push you off the fence. Am I compassionate and do have empathy? I do have empathy for you, the children of the Northern Kingdom, and if I was walking in those shoes, maybe I would do the same thing that you're thinking of doing, the same old stupid thing. But then, how could I proclaim that I walk in the Spirit? I couldn't if I'm walking in the world like that. One of my answers is, what goes into our ears and our hearts is going to come out. If it's pure, it's the pure word, that's our desire, then we're going to be walking in the Spirit. We'll be walking in harmony with the Scriptures. Get away from the culture around you. Change it. You know, you can change the music. You can buy an MP3 player, they're, $13, and download some nice programs over at the library, or they have computers there, and you just plug it in. It's, the librarian can show you how to do it. Plug your earphones in and listen to a good preacher, or some nice music. There are many sites right on sermonaudio.com, and they are not all perfect in teaching, but they are much better than what you can get out there in the world's television and radios, and Christian bookstores. Would it be possible for you to try to work in the area that you are and stay there? Can you compromise and move to, or maybe move on to a nicer area? Leave the rat race and the nest behind. Do not look back over your shoulder. So if it's possible for you to move to a, you know, a better area of town. And Well, on the music, there was a really neat website that had some big band on there, bostonpete.com, and they had many wonderful music sites on there. Western Music Time with Roy Sykes played some old Gene Autry, and that, once again, was bostonpete.com. Boston, as in the city. And some of the early popular top 50 music had violin, a piano, beautiful singers, choruses. Their DJs on the radios in those days were real personality. Today's radio, no personality, and it's dead. And yet, listening to the new internet radio stations, we still have to watch for the subtle content. You know, idolatry is still sin. Sugarcoating illicit sex is still promoting carnality and sin. So we don't want to sugarcoat our messianic lifestyle, our Christian lifestyles, or Hebraic or Jewish lifestyles with the being tainted with the world. Let us be transformed to Yahweh's way by the renewing of our mind, and you can't do that by hearing illicit rock and roll, whether it be Christian or messianic, or, you know, rock and roll is still rock. And that's a deep subject. Dr. Bakayoki settles the discussion in various articles on his biblicalperspectives.com. The late Dr. Bakayoki, biblicalperspectives.com. One for music is Yahweh's Sword, exceptional instrumentals, and a great number of vocal groups. Yahweh's Sword, or actually Yahweh's Word, I guess. I'm putting an extra S in there. Songsforyahweh.com/music.html. Most of the mainline Messianic and Hebraic music sites seem run-of-the-mill, so I'd be cautious, too, because we don't want to be caught up in the same old, same old. All Classical FM out of Oregon is a good site, except for their Dark Age chanting. They do some of that. We'll feature more linkages on our text website if there seems to be interest from you readers and the listeners. Please sign our guest book, and the information that you enter in there will be public beyond our control, so a word to the wise is sufficient. About churches. Churches, yes, the Roman Catholic, the RCC, the Mass. Definition of the Mass is the bloody offering of what they think is the Messiah. How many times is the Messiah supposed to be offered for our sins? Hebrews 8:27. The answer to that is once, not every Sunday morning. Have you not noticed that Mary gets the credit for good fortune? Jesus gets the rap for the bad stuff. We're told to pray, to only pray to the Father in the name of our Savior, not to the Spirit, not to a dead person or a dead relative. Our Messiah is our sure hope. The Church rejected the Ten Commandments and the Law of Moses. The government is totally ready to afflict its subjects. This is true. We are reaping what we have sown. We reap what we have sown, in other words, to correct my grammar. They make false statements. They complain. They try to wiggle out of getting baptized. They're against the gifts of the Spirit. They insist that to be saved, you must believe in three gods, Elohim. They're eloquent speakers, use vain imaginations, arguments, and calisthenics and gyrations of Galatianistic false reasoning to not keep the feast days of Zechariah 14. Oh, but our hearts are right? I do not think so. The problem is in the heart. We would read Galatians 4 and try to make the feasts be the enemies of Yahweh's word, when Paul is more likely in Galatians 4 speaking about the pagan holidays. Remember, fear not, little flock. We have nothing to fear, only to fear in a proper type Yahweh, our heavenly Father, and Yahweh Hosha, his Son, who died for the breaking of his Torah, for our breaking of it. And it's not a carte blanche, just charge it up, either. He died for our sins, and all it would have taken would be one sin. So this is the Yahweh, not Yahweh. Thank you very much. We've been speaking about immersion a little bit. And about the Feast of Tabernacles. And we could close with a song of David in Psalm 119 to love Yahweh. Just love and obey, which is more than slaughter offerings. I think it's 2 Chronicles 7:14. He wants more than Sabbath and feast days. Yahweh wants our hearts to sing for him. Shalom for now.